The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And the KCIS Ministry of the Month for February is Discovering the Jewish Jesus with Rabbi Schneider. Rabbi Schneider representing the Messianic stream of Christian thinking. You can hear his program weekday mornings at 6:30 and Sunday mornings at 6:30. Recently, Rabbi Schneider was looking at the book of Romans and its discussion of faith in chapter 4.
Rabbi, we're picking up in Romans chapter 4, verse 16 today.
Yeah, so for those of you that are tuning in for the first time to this series, just very quick summation here. Paul has gone to extensive lengths to teach us that we can only walk in blamelessness before our Creator by putting our faith in the one that lived and died and rose again on our behalf, and that it's only through his blood that we can be made legally righteous before our Creator. Paul began this by speaking to the Jews and saying to them that you're guilty because you've disobeyed the law. And then to the Gentiles, you're guilty because you haven't paid attention to the Holy Spirit's witness in your conscience, and that everybody's guilty, and that faith is the remedy. So we're picking up right now in the 16th verse of Romans 4, and Paul says this, "For this reason, it is by faith, in order that it might be in accordance with grace." I want to just pause for a second. We're talking about faith. Faith is a power. Faith is the conviction of things unseen. It's the conviction that Yeshua was a real person, God clothed in human form, that he really lived, that the innocent one gave his life for the guilty, and by receiving this gift and this reality, that we are then made righteous in him. And this is a gift, and this is the word I want to highlight here, of grace. Once again, it is by faith in order that it might be in accordance with grace. And grace is unmerited favor. And what Dustin was alluding to a moment ago is a lot of times when we first hear the gospel, we hear the gospel presented, we believe that God sent his son to die in our place while we were yet sinners, we receive it as a free gift given by grace. But then as we start attending churches, we sometimes fall into a different thought pattern where we don't fully receive God's love for us through his son. But instead, we start trying to measure our loveliness based on our works. For the Jewish people, Paul illustrated it because they weren't keeping the law. But to Gentiles, Paul also said in the book of Galatians, he said, "You foolish Galatians, did your walk with God begin by the works of the law or by the free gift of the Spirit?" He said, "Who deceived you? You fell for a different gospel." And so we just want to stress today, this walk that we enjoy with our Creator, it's a gift of unconditional love that comes to us through grace, and we want to continue to stay on that pathway. So let's read the verse again. "For this reason, it is by faith, in order that it might be in accordance with grace, so that the promise will be guaranteed to all descendants, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who's the father of us all." So what's going on here? Paul says that this free gift of salvation is given not just to the descendants of those that received the law, it's not just to the Jewish people, but it's also to the descendants of Abraham, who was the father of faith. And why is he saying that? Because Abraham believed God before he was circumcised. In other words, Abraham didn't have the law had not yet been given during Abraham's lifetime. And beyond that, Abraham was considered righteous before God. He believed God and was considered righteous before he was circumcised. So Abraham is the center figure of faith. He's the father of all that believe, both the circumcised, because the lineage goes through into the Jewish people, and Abraham's lineage also goes to the Gentiles who put their faith in Jesus that are not Jews, but they're descendants of Abraham because Abraham became a justified child of God before he was circumcised. So if you're a Gentile today, you're not an Israelite, you're not a Jew, but you put your faith in the God of Abraham, then you're part of God's family. Abraham is your father because Abraham is the father of faith to all those that believe, to both the Jew and the Gentile.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month for February is Discovering the Jewish Jesus with Rabbi Schneider. Hear it weekday mornings at 6:30 and Sunday mornings at 6:30 here on KCIS.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.